Baran Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. Right before the Mishnah. Be'emes Amru Ha'ishe, it said in the Mishnah, Be'emes Amru Isha Chegeres Pesina Be'emel Lefanel Be'emel Achrel Chayeves Shekein Roi Liyes Chayzer. We had said that that an Isha that tied something to her Chagure, she tied money to the Chagure and she had wanted it that it should be in front of her so she'd be able to protect it more readily, and while walking outside it swiveled around and it was in back of her. So even though by an Ish in a similar case we heard that he is potter on this Heitzah because it is not Meleches Machsheves, it is not the Heitzah that he had wanted. He had wanted a Heitzah that the Moy should be Shamul, and he made a Heitzah that the money is not protectable. But by Anisha Be'emes Amru, that Anisha did a similar action, here the din is that she is Chayev. And we had learned the reason is because she is aware that her sinner, when you tie it on one side, normally it turns around by itself. So she was aware that the Hatzor would be on such an oifen. Tane kol be'emes halochi. Wherever it says be'emes, we paskin like this. Rab Yehuda oimer af mekabli piskin. Tane shekein lav l'rei malchus oisin kein. And let us just see Rashi. She can lav l'rei malchus oisin kein. The sofrim of the melech do this. Rashi had learned pshat in the Mishnah. Let us just again see Rashi in the Mishnah. Rab Yehuda oimer af mekabli piskin shel melech. Those that used to get the orders from the king. L'moisram l'rotzim. And they were intermediaries to go and give over to messengers. They should go and deliver the messengers of the king. So they're also chayiv if they made a heitzah not to their liking. Afilu leiniskaimo machshavto. Kigoin heitzion almenas lesiton lerodze. When they took out the instructions from the king, they had intentions to give it to this messenger. And it came out, v'nosne loze, so the hanoche was not the hanoche that they had planned to do, they had intended to do. Kach loshen raboisai v'libi megamgev. Rashi does not like this pshat, but that's how Rashi learns pshat in the Mishnah. So Rashi here in the Gemara says, shekei lav l'rei malchus oisin kein, Bidatoi lemoisra loze, if he has intentions to give over to one person, ve'ein moitzoi, and he doesn't find him, udvar ha-melech nochutz, and the command of the king is necessary to be mekayim, umotza acher umoisra loi. So memele, whenever there is an akire, people are aware that one can not always find a satisfactory messenger to give it over. So adayte dahoche, the akire and the adoche is whatever the situation will be, that's why he's making the heitzah. So memele, it falls into the category of meleches machshavos. A new Mishnah. Hamoitzi kikar l'rishus harabim chay. A person took out a kikar, a bread, l'rishus harabim, so he's chayit. The Ritva says, why does it say this halacha? This is a poshet halacha. So he says, since the Gemara, the Mishnah wanted to differentiate, if one person carried it, if two people carried it, so Mameli started off with a double poshet. There's no chiddush in this bava of the Mishnah. The Chodesh Ha'aviv wants to say, he has another diik, Hamoitzi Kikar L'Rishus HaRabim. Now, why did he have to mention L'Rishus HaRabim of Belcha Gutayon? We're speaking about Heitzah. Do you understand the Hamoitzi Kikar L'Rishus HaRabim? So he wants to say, could be the Chiddush is, that Mistame, he took out the Kikar and the L'Rishus HaRabim, he intends to eat it there. It should be Amaloch HaTzricha L'Gufe. So even though the Gemara says it is not the proper thing to eat in the Rishus HaRabim, so Memela, so one might think this is Megareya the Meloche, like he's taking out the kikir for a ksanat choshev purpose, that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. It doesn't matter. Amaytzi kikir l'shus harabim chayim. Haytzi yuhu shnayim. What if both two people took out this kikir? Who two people picked up the kikir and took it out and put it in the l'shus harabim? Pturim. So then they are potter. So Rashi says, Haytzi yuhu shnayim pturim. Kidi yalfinon ba'asoysa. Later we're going to have the drosheh. Yochid v'loi shnayim, that the melacha was done by one and not by two people. Lo yochil echad lo haitziyoi, if one person was unable to carry this kikah, it was a very big kikah, v'haitziyu shnayim chayovim, so then both of them are chayim. V'taime meforish b'gmore. The Gemara will give a reason why they're chayiv. And when we'll get to the Gemara, I would like to come back to this Rashi and see if the Gemara Taka gives a reason why you're chayiv, or is it necessary to give a reason. But Rab Shimon Poita. Rab Shimon says that Zeh Eina Yochel V'Zeh Eina Yochel, even though both are unable to carry the kikah, and you need two of them to come together to carry the kikah, Afal Pikang, der Potter. Sagt die Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, wo Omri lo Omar Rabaye, that not this member did not originate from Rav, it originated from Abaye, wo Omri lo Bimas Nise Tone, others said it comes from Abaraise, Ze Yochel Vze Yochel. If two people are doing a Meloche, and each one could do it themselves, Rabbi Meir Mechayev. So Rabbi Meir says that each one is Chayev. Since they both did the whole melacha, the complete melacha, so they are both chay. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Shimon poitrim. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon hold that since both of them can do it, each one can do it themselves, and they do it together, they're potter. Ze eina yochel v'ze eina yochel. What if each one cannot do it themselves, but only can only be done together? Rabbi Yehuda, so here Rabbi Yehuda is Moide. Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rab Meir Mechayvim. V'Rabbi Shimon Poiter. Rabbi Shimon still Patel. That was the Rabbi Shimon we heard in the Mishnah. Ze Yochel, v'ze Eino Yochel. What if one can do the Malach, and the other one can, one can do it himself, the complete Malach, and the other one cannot do it without help? Divrei Hakel Chayim. So then everyone holds he is Chayiv, and the Gemara will explain later who the he is. Let us see Rashi. Ze yochel ha-hitziyoi levadoi, v'ze yochel ha-hitziyoi levadoi, v'ha-hitziyu shneim. In both of them took it out together. Rameya mechayiv, de loidorish ba'asoiso. He does not hold of this drosha. Lohochi does not, Rashi in the Mishnah said that the reason that Zeyochel, Bezeyochel, your potter, because it's a drosha, Ba'aso Iso Yochid, Veloishnayim, that Meir does not darshan this drosha. And this Ba'aso Iso, he darshans Elolifta Yochid, She'oso Bahiros Bezdin Kidalakamon. That a Yochid, that was over an avere, not on his own initiative. He was under the impression, Bezdin Paskin, that this pa'ula is mutter. Bezdin Paskin, you're allowed to eat chaylev, and, or this type of fat, this falls into, this is not chaylev, and he ate it, and later he found out that this was chaylev. So he is potter. Yochid shasa b'roz bezdin. That's what the potter comes to tell me. But I do not have a miut on ze yochel v'ze yochel. The Rabbi Yehuda poiter, Rabbi Yehuda patos, by ze yochel v'ze yochel, the lav ulchei behochi. Because if each one could do it themselves, so it is not a shteigel that two people should do it together. Ustamas Nisan Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. L'chayr, it is difficult to understand. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Adroshe, Ba'asoisa, Yochid, V'loishnayim. that there's a pasuk, Gzeiras HaKosev. Rab Meir doesn't hold of the Gzeiras HaKosev, so therefore you're chayiv. And now Rab Yehuda poiter, and Rab Yehuda is the Tan of the Mishnah that Patas and Rashi said it's also the pasuk. And all of a sudden Rashi says, Asvore, to love Urchei Behochi. It is not Urchei to do it. So we'll see later in Rashi, it seems Rashi is telling us what the Pasuk is Megala. Bachsach Mir, this is Zichronat, we had before a Hitzah that is not Ke'uche. Let's say a person puts something in his shoe and he carries something out. So that is Hitzah Shaloi Kederech, that you don't need a Pasuk. People don't carry that way. Here, each one is carrying the Kikah. And if one will look at what each one is doing, he's making a hitzah ke'uchei. This is not like shaloi kederech. No, we have here a posik that patos. We have here a posik that patos. So Rashi is saying that is the reason of the posik. The posik is telling us that such a pu'ule, which usually is not done through two people, that's the hagdore. If it's usually not done in this oifen, so the Teire Pater. And Bachsach Mir, this posik ba'asoiso, ba'shnaim she'osu, that is potter, is not speaking about Dafke Hilchis Shabbos. I mean, this is speaking about Hilchis Kolbonis. Rabbi Kevege klerz of Zayochel v'Zayochel b'potter for Malkis. So this is a din in Kolbonis, and I suppose it would apply by other veiros also, by Shchutei Chutz, it would also be Potter Shnaim She'osu. So it seems Rashi just wants to be Magdir what Pshat in the Pasuk is, because Rabbi Yehuda says that if Ze'eina Yochel v'Ze'eina Yochel, you are Chayiv. So what is the difference? If it's a Gzeiras HaKosev that the Melacha has to be done, the Aveira has to be done through one person, so in both places it is not done through one person. So Rashi is Magdir, that's Pshat in the Gzeiras HaKosev. That if the Steiger is not that it should be done in such an oifen that two people should do it, the Teire patted it. But it's not a reason, it's more of a Hagdore Dachsach Mir. It's a Hagdore that this Shnaim she'osu the Teire patted, if the oifen asiyah is Lav Ke'uche. And then we had Zayochel. Zayin Yochel Divrei Hakol Chayiv. So Rashi says Zayochel v'zeh ein Yochel. No, Zayin Yochel v'zeh ein Yochel. Du'ul Chayu lo hoitzi. Fakert, Rashi wants to say, what is the difference? Here is the Ulchei is that two people should carry it together, Bishnayim. V'os v'ira leila Rabbi Yehuda keramei in the Chayiv. V'Rab Shimon Poiter. And Rab Shimon Paters, the Yalef Mikroik and the Lekamone, says Rab Shimon needs a posik to pater. And he has a posik. We'll see Rab Yehuda doesn't have a posik. Ze yochel v'ze eina yochel. Boitziyu shneyem divrei hakel chayev. Lekama meforish hay minayu chayev. Which one is chayev? Let us see Tosfos. Ze eina yochel v'ze eina yochel, Rab Meir v'Rab Yehuda mechayven. Ma shehikshe rivo, amayle emrinon chatas em echad omar rachmona v'loi shnayim mishloishe, kedi omar gabi koifer, mefurish bepeirik dalet vehei. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that, let's say if you have a shoyer shall shnei shutfim, and this shoyer was a shoyer hamuid, and it killed someone. So the halacha is that their potter, because that for both of them to pay kaifa echad amar rachmona v'loy shnayim kaifa. So it seems if like one aveira was done, and there are two people that would have to be nenash for the aveira, two people would have to pay kaifa for the aveira, we have a psaklal. Kaifa echad omar rachmone, v'loi shnayim v'shloishe kaifres. And here we have the same matzev, aveira v'yitzor was done, and here we say each one brings a chatas. So Taisus the Baba Kama says one teretz as follows, that the difference is the chatos, the legavoya, chatos that goes to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and lahakpid imivim beis chatois. So that it doesn't matter if you bring two chatois. Aval koifel de lachaveiroi loma yavir ze b'mashash b'asher l'shnai. But Kaifer, we're paying someone else, so why should he gain by because the share well, belongs to two people? In Chedushi Rab Ruben Abba Bekame, he explains the Taisvis a little more, that should be a little more understandable. And he says as follows, that Be'emison, if we hold Kufri Kapore, the Kaifer is a Kapore. He becomes Niskaper al Yidei Tashlume Kaifer. But he says it's not stamazoi a kapore, like a person says, ten kapitlach tilim or something else. The kapore is al yedei hatashlumei nizokim. That means, just like when my shoyer is mazik someone, it would, my shoyer would break someone's, would trample over someone's foot. So I have to pay the damages. If my shoyer would break someone's hand, I have to pay the damages. So if my shoyer kills someone, so we have to take in consideration all the damages that occur. So there's a tashlumei nezokin that has to be paid to the yorshim. And the man yomadol's kufri kapore, he holds that by paying the damages, which is in yesod ha-choshen mishpatik, then you become this kaper also. But the kapore is al yidei tashlumei nezokin. So Memela Sataisva says, so it doesn't make sense that two kapore should be paid, because there's only one damage that occurred. So Memela, if the person that was killed will shots up that he was worth $1,000, so there's no union of paying $2,000. The Tashlume and Izokin, that is the kapore. So Lemaise, so Sepasnit two kapores. Since the kapore is the kapore comes from the tashlumei nezokin. Mashenkin over here there's a kolben legavoya, a kolben legavoya. So each one did an aveira, and if they're mechuyev for what they did, so each one would bring a chatos. That's what Taisva says in Baba Kama. Tanya nami hochi, hamoitzi kikel l'shus harabim chayev. Hoitziu shnayim, Rabbi Meir mechayev, Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Im lo yochel, echel lo yitziyoi, vo yitziyu shnayim chayob. Vim laf pturim. Rabbi Shimon Poyter. This is again the same halachas we had till now. Zok te gemore mino hani mili. How do we know these halachas? The Tano Rabbono. It says, ba asoiso, ha oiso es kula, vloi ha oiso es miktsoso. If he did the complete meloche, and he did not do a chelik of the meloche. Ketzad, shnayim shoyu oichzin b'malgeis. Two people were holding a pitchfork, the loigzim, and they gathered together the tvuah. They were both oiver ha-meleches ma'amel. B'karkar v'shoiftim. A karka was an instrument that separated the chuti hashesi, the vertical chutim in an arige, when things are being woven. And, the karka was an instrument that used to separate the threads one from the other. So, bekarka v'shoiftim, so they did it together. Bekumis v'koismin, two people were holding a pen, and they wrote together. Bekone v'hoitziyoi l'rshu sarab. Or both people were holding a pen, and they took it out l'shus harab. Yochel yulchayovim, Talmud loymer, ba'asoysa, ha'oysa eskulo, v'loy ha'oysa miktsoso. One that did the complete meloche, and not one that did a miktsas meloche. L'chayre, I think it's necessary to explain l'chayre, why is this called a miktsas meloche? Why is this called a miktsas meloche? He did the whole meloche. The Yana also did the whole meloche. How do we darshan Ha'oisa es kula v'loi ha'oisa miktosa. He only did miktas of the malacha. It could be, Rav Shimon Shkop in Baba Kama brings down the halacha, and the way he explains the halacha, we can understand the lashon of this drasha. He brings down the halacha is brought down if you have two people, a goy and a yid, are shechting a behemoth. And they both shecht the behemoth. So the halacha is that the behemoth is not, it's not kosher. So Rav Shimon asks, it's very difficult to understand this halacha. Why? He says, Bishloime, if when a goy shechts, he's matrif. So good, so the goy macht kalye, so it's no good. But really, it's not pshat that the goy macht kalye. The goy, he's making a maise shchite, but since the goy is a lav bazviche, he can't shaf a matir of shchite, because he's a lav bazviche. Not he's doing something positively wrong. No, what he's doing can't help. So good. So his pula can't help. The yid's pula can help. So what's wrong over here? That's what Rav Shimon asks. Why? What is wrong? His can't help and the yid's can help. So Rav Shimon says, you have to understand, you have to look, there's two people holding a knife, and let's look on the behemoth side. The behemoth is getting geschochten. So the maise shchita of the behemoth is done through iruv keiches. That means lemaise, the shchita that was done through two people. That means it's a shchita from a yid. So this shchita is one shchita, that half of the koyach of the shchita is a goyish koyach, half of the koyach is a yidish koyach. So you do not have, so the koyach, the shchita that was done partially through a goy. So you have a goyish shchita. So you don't have a matter in the shchita. That means you look at the poel yoytze, what occurred, and now what occurred, lemaise, and whatever occurred, you have iruv koyches, you have two people are participating in what occurred, so memele, and that's what happened. So memele could be that pshat oise miktsoso. That means in the maise that was done, he only participated, the maise that was done through iruv koyches, through two koyches, and he did half of it, and the other did the other half. So therefore we can darshan, so he did not do the whole melacha that was done. The chayfetz was carried to iruv koyches. That is the drosh. Let us see Rashi. Malges fulke bas gimel shinayim mahapim pitchfork mahapchim bo tvua begoyrin vuhu ma'amer duhu av melacha v'loigzin ma'as v'nashibolim. Bekalkar v'shoiftim, duhu meisach, kidyama bepere klal godl. Shoivet arehu bechlal meisach. Bekone v'hoitziyu, v'chol hanoch, zeyochel v'zeyochel ninu. And memele, so this is shitas Rab Yehuda that you are pota. Be'igul shel devele, v'hoitziyay l'shus harabim. Bekoire v'hoitziyay l'shus harabim. Now here we're speaking about heavy articles. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo yochel echad lo hitziyoi, vaytziyu shnayim chayovim. If one is unable to carry it out, and both of them carried it out, chayovim, vim lav pturim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af al pi shelo yochel echad lo hitziyoi, vaytziyu shnayim pturim. Lekach nemar ba'asoyso, yochid she'aso chayev, shnayim she'asu pturim. That basoisa comes to be mamay tafilo ze eina yochel ve ze eina yochel. Bamay ka miflegi bahaikra. The machlokes is bahaikra in this pasuk. Bim nefesh achas techto bishkogo mi am haoret baasoisa. So we have here a lot of miyutim in this pasuk. Rav Shimon Sovar tloso miyuti ksivik. There are three miyutim that each miyut seems to tell us that it should be done through one and not through two. Nefesh techto. So nefesh doesn't say nafshois techto. Nefesh techto. Number one. Achas techto. a second meir. Ba'asoiso techto. So that's the third meir. So what do we do with all these three miyutim? Chad lemiyutei ze oiker v'zameiniyah. So the first miyut I used, that he taked, did miktsas ha-malocha. The whole malocha wasn't done. One was oiker, one made the yakirin, one made the hanocha. V'chad lemiyutei ze yochel v'ze yochel. V'chad lemiyutei ze ne yochel v'ze ne yochel. So this is the svar of Rab Shimon. Therefore Rab Shimon holds, and that afilu zayne yochel v'zayne yochel is also potter, because I have three miyutim. The Rabbi Yehuda chad le miyutei ze oiker v'ze miniyah. One miyut is on ze oiker v'ze miniyah. The chad le miyutei ze yochel v'ze yochel. The chad le miyutei yochid she'asa by rozbez. And the third miyut I use for something else. She'yochid she'asa by rozbez. So it comes out, according to Rab Shimon, according to Rab Yehuda, that zeh ne yochel v'zeh ein ne yochel, that is chayiv. If you'll ask me, why is he chayiv? Why shouldn't he be chayiv? That means you don't have a limud. Rab Shimon had a limud. Rab Shimon had a miyut. So this miyut he put on zeh ein ne yochel v'zeh ein ne yochel. If Rab Yehuda says that this miyut is going on yochid she'asa b'iros bezden, so we don't have a miyut. So if there's no miyut, mehechi teishi should be potter. You need a miyut for it. So therefore I don't understand Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says, chayovim, by zein yochel, v'taimo meforish b'gemore. I don't see in the Gemara is giving a reason. There's no reason why you shouldn't be chayiv. You don't, there's no miyut. It's not a v'taimo meforish b'gemore. If he would have a drosha, that means if the miyut only goes on, you have a miyut, he's saying the miyut goes on the mesaver, and zay yochel, v'zay yochel. So you don't have a miyut. So, the loshna of Rashi is, pashtechnet azay good. It's not the time, there's no reason why you shouldn't be chayit. Al-Kaponim, that's the svore of Rab Yehuda. V'Rab Shimon, Letaimei, that's the gears on the side, Rab Shimon Letaimei, Rab Shimon holds, Yochid shasa beiros bezden is chayiv. That a Yochid that did it beiros bezden is chayiv. So if he's chayiv, so memeila, so he can use the posuk on Yochid shasa beiros bezden. Rab Meir that holds that everything is chayiv, besides Zerikim Zeminich, Rab Meir miksiv, Nefesh techto, achas techto, basoisa techto, trei miyutik sivi. Nefesh achas is one. That's not too, so nefesh achas is one miyut, basoisa is a miyut. Chad lemuti ze oike vize minir, vechad lemuti yochid shoso beilo asbest. So memela, I do not have any miyut whatsoever by shnaim shoso, so therefore I may hold that shnaim shoso is chayiv. Zot Rashi, Igel v'koira g'doylem hein, v'ein echad yochel lohitziyoy. V'imlaf, shi yochel echad lohitziyoy, nefesh techto mashmen nefesh v'loin nefoshoyz. Chad l'mi'uti ze oiker mershus harabim v'ze miniach b'shus hayochid. V'chol kama d'loiksiv el echad mi'ut, mistavra d'hayu d'mimit. The high COVID palge, the high palge, here the stack of mamish, a half malocha that was done to each one. The lekachad the messiah bekula, there's not one person who did a complete malocha, so it's mistaver to be mamayitis. The chad yiture, lemuti afalpi the ovdi kihadodi, even though they did the whole malocha, the high of it kula, the high of it kula. Umihu, zeyochel, vzeyochel, udemamit. If I'm a mayit, I'm only a mayit zeyochel. The lav uchei lemebdo betrei. That means if I have a meat, so that's the svore, that's the hagdore. That, why should I stick this posik on zeyochel, vzeyochel? Because mistome, this is, it was done not in a uchei dike oifen. Vechad yiture, lemutei su, ze eina yochel, vze eina yochel. We have another meal. Yochid she'osa b'iros bezden. Rabbi Yehuda says, That the third miyut comes for Yochid she'asa b'yiras bezden. Hayru bezden she'chelev muter, v'holach ha'yochid v'asa al pihem, the onusi. So he's potter because he's an onus. V'rab shimin l'taymei, the oma b'hoiriyis, Yochid she'asa b'yiras bezden, chayev. So, L'chayre, not ever learning who he is, but L'chayre, you have to understand, Rashi says a reason. Why is he potter? The onus, because he's an onus. No, if he's an onus, so why do you need a posik? So why do you need a posik to potter? He's an onus. And then Rav Shimon holds Yechayim. It's doch noch schwerer. That, I, he's an onus. It could be the Ramban in Shar HaGmul writes two reasons why a Shaygig brings a kol. One reason he says a Shaygig is called a chayte. What is the chet? It was done unintentionally. Shaloi nizar ba'atzma, that he was careless, he wasn't careful. Shaloi hoya yorei v'chorei, shaloi yase dovo, ad she yivdoik yofe yofe, v'yizgalo loy adovo shumuto loy. Before someone does something, he has to make investigations. He has to see, is it right, is it kosher, is it permissible? And he was careless. So something wrong there, That means when it comes to other things, a person is very careful. When it comes to an aveira, lehoya yorei v'chorei. So it seems the magnitude of the aveira was not too big in his eyes. That's why he was careless. So it's a shtikl pshia. So mameila, that's why he's chayav akol. V'oi. Then he says another time. Shekol dover ha'oso melach lech ha'nefesh u'metamei oiso. He did an aveira. An aveira is a mitzius, just like the Imre Bina brings in a note a moshel that a doctor told a patient that this food is disastrous. If he'll eat it, it's mamish poison for him. He warned him not to eat it, and he went and ate the food. And then he comes and he starts feeling very sick. So he comes to the doctor and he asks the doctor, "He should be meichelim." He's sorry, he didn't listen to him. He should be meichelim. But the mechila, that what he's sick now is not because he didn't listen to the doctor. The tamayis rosh ha'ra, the machal alone is a meimis. Every aveira is a tamayis rosh ha'ra, the ra that one does knowingly or unknowingly. Lemaisa, it is a poigim and a mekalkel, it's malachlech and metamei. That's the mitzvah aveira. So that's why he did it, unintentionally, but he did it. So the Ramban says, these are the two reasons of the Ramban, v'tzorich miruk lehiskadish leitoyer mimenu. So he has to now purify and cleanse himself. Lefichach chosa kodish bolchu al amai v'nosum lemar kolbonais liskapu behem ashkogis. That's why the Rabbeinu Shalom gave the Eitzah of kolbonis. So the Ramban says two reasons. So it could be, according to the first reason, we ask Takashis, why do you need a posik, or how could Rav Shimon hold Yechayev, he's an onus, or why do you need a posik to tell me he's potter, he's an onus. So according to the first reason, it's not his fault, he's tak an onus. He was told, fakert, he investigated. The Yester Shailen, Bezden Agodl Paskin, that it's kosher. So what should he do now? He can't come to, I mean, if they were Mavar that it's kosher, so it's kosher. Well, what else is there to do? But according to the second shot, L'chayra Onus is not a, L'chayra Onus wouldn't be a trufe. L'maisi he ate Chaylev, and Chaylev is Malach Lechem Betama HaNefesh. So he needs a miruk. So L'chayra could be that without a posik, he would be chayiv. Without a posik, he would be chayiv. Also the second time. And it could be that is the svara of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds that there is taka chayiv, even though it's not his fault, because the korban is not only brought because of it's his fault. Rab Yehuda is a posik, so forget. The posik is either megale, that the posik is megale, that for that alone, one does not bring a korban. There has to be a shtickle pshiyah involved. And since there was no pshiyah, he's an honest, but could be so. You need psukim to be megalodist. I hear Bemis in another kasha, Taisvis in Yevomis, the beginning of Perik HaChoyletz, says as follows. Taisvis in Yevomis says that Reuven died, and Shimon was Miyabin, Reuven's wife, after 3 months. The reason is Miyabin, Reuven's wife, after 3 months, because there was no Simon in Bechla that she was Muberes. So Memele, so he assumes she's not Muberes, so therefore there's a mitzvah of Yibum, is Miyabin, Reuven's wife. A few weeks later, we find out that she's Muberes. So Taisvah says over there that he's potter to bring a kolb, because he's an onus. Because Roiv Noshim Ubram Nikar Lishlishimayim. Roiv Noshim, if they're Muboreis, you could tell after 3 months. And since there were no Simone Ibur on this Isha after 3 months, so I could assume she's not Muberes. So Taisus says, so since Roiv says that he's Potter from a, that she's not Muberes, so Mameli is an Onus, and an Onus is Potter from a Kolb. At Megahart, so Taisus says it for a Dova Poshet. At Megahart, so what do you do by this din, Yochid Sha'osa Bahiroas Bezdin, here we see that Rab Shimon holds Yechayev. And Rabbi Yehuda needs a posik. So what's happening over here? So I found the Keren Oirin Yevomis Tav Tzadik Aleph Amad Beis asks this kasha, and he says, that's what Taisvah said, that an onus is potter from a korban that Tavkefi had an intent to do a mitzvah. That means we have combined with this Aveire, he wanted to do a mitzvah. It's a b'chin of Tobit Var mitzvah, or it's a different gather. So there, and then he was an onus in the Aveire, then Taisvi says that an onus is potter. But here this person is eating chaylev, there was no mitzvah involved. So the mele, so it's not so poshit that such an onus is chayev. Weiter. Trei miyutik sivi, nefesh achas, chad miyutahu. That's what Rav Meir holds. Tuchi dekrol ishtoi hochi. Zogt taisves. Tlosa miyutik sivi. Now we're going according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon has 3 miyutim. Bohod nokach ba'asoisa bebraise tvei mehanoch. He says, so you have 3 miyutim, so why did the braise chap on this miyut? It works with 3 miyutim. Mishum shu mut ach, mishu miyut achen shebe posik, bohod pligi. So for kert, the machloikis, he says, the first miyut everyone holds, that it goes on zoike v'zeminiyah. So the third miyut is the machloikis, and Amelus, that's what the Gemara brings down by Sois on this. Above Pligi. Lo yoda ri, da mai nokat be milsei de Rab Shimon, yochid she oso chayiv. We have over here, Rab Shimon, I'm afi, shal yochid ach yitzi, vitzi shnayim pturim, kach nema ba soiso, he brings down this to Roshe, yochid she oso chayiv, shnayim she osu pturim. So here the miyut is shnayim she'asuhu. Loi nokat lishne de la'el ha'oisa es kula v'loi ha'oisa es miktsosa. Before when we used the ba'asoisa, so there the miyut was because he did miktsas of the meloche. That was how we darshan this drosha. He did miktsas. That was according to Rabbi Yehuda by Zayochel v'Zayochel. He did miktsas of the meloche. And here it seems the miyut is in the asiya. He did not do the complete meloche. According to Rab Shimon, that's Mamayit Zayochel v'Zayochel, it says that it's a different loshen in the drosha. that yachid shasa chayiv shnayim shasu pturim. It seems the meat is because two people did it, not because he did not do the complete malacha. So what is the chilek and the shini al shaynis? You can look at it both ways. It's true two people did it, and it's also true that each one did not do the complete malacha. V'shema lishne d'shnayim she'asu pturim mash metvei afilu zayin yochel v'zayin yochel. Maybe the Loshen v'ayitzchay shnayim she'asu. He wants to tell us that the whole asiya could only come about through the shnayim. That's why he's madgashit. Not that shnayim she'asu pturim mash metvei afilu zayin yochel v'zayin yochel. I'm just thinking it could be other Rishonim are mevayer. What is the svore of Rabbi Yehuda that by ze yochel veze yochel yepoter and zeine yochel vezeine yochel your chayiv? What is the svore of Rabbi Yehuda? So he wants this. The Ritva says a svara as follows. The Ritva says the svara of Rabbi Yehuda is that by zayne yochel v'zayne yochel kivin shamalacha nitzricha lishneim, the malacha cannot have been done without both of them. Achshevei rachmane kilu kol echad asa kula. So the Ritva says a svara in Rabbi Yehuda. That means, since without me, the malacha would have not been able to be done, so each one is considered, he's a prime factor in the asiyas ha-malacha. That means, so it's considered, I made the, because without me the malacha wouldn't be. So it's called, I made the whole malacha. And it's called, Yen also made the whole malacha. That is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. So could be, that's why Rabbi Shimon had to say a different lumdus over here. That means by zeh yochel v'zeh yochel, so it's called be'etzim, they made half the malacha. The way Masai Sekula v'yisa miktsasa. L'maise, you look at the malacha after it was made, and you contributed half, and he contributed half. But here this taka asvara, since without you the malacha would have not have been accomplished, so there's a svara to say, you taka did the whole malacha, and he did the whole malacha. So therefore, Rab Shimon has to say a different lashon, abu shnayim shasu p'turim. I understand your lomdus. Taka, they both did the whole malacha, but that does state in the mead. Shnayim she'asu pturim. Could be that's why Rab Shimon had to be mishana da loshen la'afuki the svara of Rab Yehuda. Chad l'miyut is the oiker b'zameiniach. So you have a miyut if one person made the akira and one person made the hanocha that we are potter. Zog Taisvis. V'ze kosav ois achas ubo chaveiroi v'kosav ois shniye. If one person wrote one ois and the second person wrote a second ois, le'itzarcho, you don't need a pasuk for that. Why? Because each one did a half a maloche. So memela, that's so you don't need a pasuk. Elo haitzo, by haitzo you need a pasuk. Dahava amine dahachnose vahitzo hu dekopid rachmone. The changing of the reshuyos, that is what the pasuk was makpid. V'lechayev afilu b'loy hanoche. You should be chayev afilu without a hanoche. Now, this taisvus is unclear. What does taisvus mean? Taisvus meant you should be chayev without a hanoche at all. So I mean, if there'd be such a hava, I mean, that haitzoh is chayiv without hanoche, so this is the wrong posik. This posik is a posik of echad v'loy shnayim. If you don't need a hanoche, so, not the me it is because there were shnayim that did. If there's a hava, I mean, that the haitzoh alone is sufficient, so memele, so there's no shnayim in the haitzoh, there was one. I think, Taisus is maida, you need, lulei de mistafina, I would think, v'lechayev afilu b'loi hinicha. That's sicha, the meleches haitzo is the, you need hanocha also. Without hanocha, yizicha not chayev. But that's a tnai in the haitza. That means the malacha is the changing of the rishuyes of the chayfetz. The chayfetz was in rishus aleph, now it's in rishus beis. That is the malacha. But since the chayfetz has not settled yet, things are still insecure, so the changing is not definite yet, so the hanoche ensures that what he did will remain. So l'chayre, so that's what Taisvis means, that I would have a havamine, if there was no anoch, it's poshet that you'd be potter. If a person would be b'maitzi from one rishus, the other rishus, is walking around, that would be poshet. Because nothing, the thing is not definite yet, it's not stable. But if a second person made a hanoche, so we see that what he did is a dovah shel kayoma. So Mamele, I think it would be better if the Vilchaiva Philippalai he nicha. Because I would think the Ika Malacha is the Haitza. It's very interesting, the Taisus HaGosh in Daf Gimel Amid Aleph says, Punfakelt. He says, Ho loy mistave klal l'chayiv ha'oike. He says, that I would never ever have in that the Oike is chayiv. Kivin shalai nigmera ha'malacha. Ela, why do you need a pasuk? Ahu de ka'ovet hanoche yischayev. Lefi shal yodoi nigmera. Ochi garsinen. Rav Shimon Yochid shaso bayros bezn loy tzorich kro. He doesn't need a pasuk at all. Loy garsinen Rav Shimon le taimei dam and Yochid shaso bayros bezn chayev kde perish bekuntris. Das nan behedye beper kama da hiriyis. Holach v'osa al pihen. If a yochid did al pi bezn bein avil kaparosn bein loy v'rab shimin poiter o meforish taime toile be bezn onasu. So Rab Shimon holds, so the way Taisvis says the svar of Rab Shimon is, he says it's potter without a posik. That the way we had asked to begin with, why do you need a posik? He's an onus. So that's how Taisvis says that's the girsa in Rab Shimon. Zok de Gemara weiter. Amar, ze yochel ve ze eine yochel. If one is a yochel, one is an eine yochel, divrei hakol chayiv. Like the Gemara, hay minayu mechayiv. Which one is chayiv? The yochel or the eine yochel? So Taisva says that's not the correct pshat. Hay minayu mechayiv. Leboi lemei mishay potar oisei she yochel. V'lechayiv she'ena yochel. That's ikh not a svore. The ain's a svore. Elekoma v'lechayiv nami afilu she'ena yochel. That the ena yochel should also be chayiv. K'mel Rabbi Yehuda v'Rameya, the Amr la'el, ze'ena yochel v'ze'ena yochel chayiv. Eis is a svore. Eis if I'm mishtatev to a yochel, so memele fakert, so I have a chelik, I have tofel or ivrei aveira, the tofel or isei mitzvah, I'm a papal, so he gets up as, he becomes part of them. And, so mameila sotais means to say, if yener is a yochel, and I'm helping a yochel, so I also have a chelik in his chiyuvim. That was the other efshar nit. Efshar only the yochel is chayiv. That's how Taisus seems to learn shot. Amamar, Zayachov, Zayin, Ayachov, Tivihakol Chayiv. Zuk the Gemara, Haimi Naim, Machayiv, Omar Avchizde, Zesha Yachov. The Zesha Ayin, Ayachov, Maika of it. What is he doing? In the Etzem Malache, he's not doing anything. Omalei Rav Avnun, what's supposed he's not doing? The Kamasaya Bahadai, he's helping him. Amalei Messiah ain't by mamish, but this tziyue is not accomplishing anything. So mele, we don't need it, and it's not accomplishing anything. So mele, so therefore he's not chayiv. Zot Rashi, ze sheyochel deiu of the lekula ain't by mamish, mi she ainay ela messiah bedovo. He can't do it himself. Ain't by mamish. His siyuah is ain't by mamish. He's not doing anything. Leichoshiv midi. V'leimif teridach. It's not called b'chlal anoisim. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Amar mar ze yochel v'ze eina yochel. Nira l'ri. So the Ri says a very interesting hagdore, what is called a yochel, what is called an eina yochel. The high eina yochel, hainu afilu balkoyach harbe, afilu this person is bekoyach to carry it. Ela shehu noisei hakeire beinyin ze bechi ay gavne shel molei achalei ayochel noisei levadei. But the haitza, the pula that he's doing, the pula that he's doing, this is a pula that the way he's doing it now, he'll be unable to do the melocha. Kigoin be'etzba, he's holding it with a finger, he's only offering a finger to carry it. So Mamela, a finger is an Aina Yochel. Oi Taivsa Binyin Zesh Aina Yochel Anoisa Lavadoi. Or the way he's holding it is a clumsy way that he can't carry it. The Ma Lono Lekoichoi, even the Hashtami Aina Yochel Anoisa. What's Gate Melon that he has Koyach? But since Lemaise in the Melocha that was done, he's unable to carry it, that's called the Aina Yochel. Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derove Afanan Nami Tanine. This lomdis that a Messiah she'ein by mamish is garnished. We learned a Mishnah in Zav. Hoyo yoi sheiv al gabi amite. If a Zav was sitting al gabi amite, ba'arba taliyo istachas ragle hamite, and therefore talaisim four begodim under the ragle hamite. Tameyas, so they are tamei b'bnei she'ein yoch ichaylo lamid al shalosh. So each talis that is supporting the zav. So since we need these all the four raglayim to support the mitah, so memele, so everything that is necessary for the supporting of the zav is mekabel to mesmedes. Rabbi Shimon Mitael, ho yo roi cheval gabi behemah. If he was riding on a behemah, here Poshet speaking about the behemah is not moving. He's sitting on a behemah. The dalit, the zov is sitting on a behemah. The dalit tali is tachas ragli a behemah tahiris. So here the din is that what at the talisim atoyim neshi yechayil olamid al gimel. Because these three talei, because the behemoth could stand on 3 feet. So memele, so the fourth talis, so there is here a fourth talis which we do not need to support the zav. Because the behemoth can stand on 3 feet. So memele, so each foot is a potential fourth talis, is a potential fourth foot. Or each talus is a potential fourth talus, that's underneath the talus. So memele, all of them are toya. V'amai ha'komisaye bahadi yadodi. Abu lemaise, it is misayeya. The fourth talus is misayeya, the three. La mishum damrinin, misayeya ain by mamish. So misayeya ain by mamish. Yeah, let us see Rashi. Haya zav yoishev al gabi mita v'dalet taliya is talisay she'eina yechayla al gimel. The mita cannot stand on 3 feet. V'kiven d'zeina yochel v'zeina yochel kol echad v'echad kule maisa ovid. So each one is considered that it's doing the whole maisa. The gabi medres azov beinon sheyinosei ruboy olov. So here Rashi demands this one which was month before from the Ritva, that if you need it, so each one is considered like it's doing the whole thing. So even though by medres azov we need that the roiv of the zov should be resting on it, so each one, it's considered that each one is the roiv of the zov is on it, because without him the zov would be unable to sit on the mitzvah. Rab Shimon Metayer, Rab Shimon Letaimei, the Omar Ze Eina Yochel, the Ze Eina Yochel, Nami Eina Ela Kimisayeya Upota. Rab Shimon holds that Ze Eina Yochel, the Ze Eina Yochel is also Potter. This is very difficult to understand. We'll see Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi, but, I mean, that's in Taisvis Kasher. Reb Shimon has a posik over here in Hilchis Kobonis. Ba'asoysa, that Zayn Yochel, Zayn Yochel is Potter. But how do we come to this conclusion that it's not? I mean, Rashi is jumping to the conclusion, since you're potter, so the pasuk is telling us that it's not some of the etrukin exeris akosiv. Rashi is learning, the pasuk is telling us that the taken not doing an aveir. That it seems that Rashi learned pshat. That the pasuk is telling us that it's not considered that each one did an aveir. He's only called a messiah to an aveir. He's not called an oisa aveir. So Memela, that's how Rashi seems to say that's the pshat in Rav Shimon. It's not a psegzeres akosav and ilchus kolbonis. It's a gilui that he's not called an oisa aveir. He's only called a messiah, and the messiah is potter. Neishe yechayle lamay dal gimel. Hilkach kol echad ve'echad havalei revi. So it comes out that so each talis is a potential revi. You don't need me. Ve'einay ela misayaya v'stome ki Rav Yehuda v'zeyochel v'zeyochel kori misayaya. So Rashi says, Nahi Rashi shtels to Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That Zayochel v'Zayochel. So each one is called a Messiah. Now this is Goshver, because Rabbi Yehuda Rashi said, it's Lav Uchei. Rashi in Rabbi Yehuda said, it's a difference for by Zayochel v'Zayochel. Here Rashi seems to say that, so you call the Messiah, that's right to the Svore. Rashi tells to Rabbi Yehuda, the stomach Rabbi Yehuda, the Zayachol v'Zayachol kori Messiah. So why do you need this man of Shechif? It's not called an Ois, it's called a Messiah. So why do you need the Svara of Uchei, La Uchei? It's very unclear. Zogt Taisvis. Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derove Hafanan Nami Tanine. That what? He's bringing a raya, and the raya is from Hoyereichev al Gabi Behemet, that all the talesim are potter. So we see from over here that Zeyochel v'zeyne yoch, that a Messiah shein by mamish is potter. Let us just see the Taisvis mibnei shecholin lamid al gimel. V'havulei, so Taisvus says that's the third Taisvus on the bottom. V'havulei kol regel eino yochel, v'agimul acherim yecholim. So Taisvus says that is the lomdus. That was the raya. The raya is when you have 4 feet by a behemah, so 1 foot cannot support the behemah, and the 3 feet can't support it. So lemaise, so, and each one is a potential 4th foot, so memele. So each one is a din of a eina yochel. That's a zay yochel, v'zay eina yochel, and therefore that's why it is toil. Agav ulche, Rabbi Kivege says lahaloche that if you will have a masui that two people can carry, and 3 people will take it out, so the din is, they'll all be potter, else this din. Because here it's zeh yochel v'zeh eina yochel, and each one is a eina yochel, a potential eina yochel, a gabi the other two. So memeila, they'll all be potter. So it's a trabi kebeik. And that's where the pasha to pshat in the gemara. Amar Rav Zvid mishmei derove afana nami tanine. Perish, the messiah ain by mamish. Koshel ari. The hoche Israel Rav Zvid Messiah in by mamish v'chein Rav Ashi b'samuch. The perik beis de beyom rinen amei mekoch aleinu deinochi b'shabbos. So we see that Sai Rav Zvid and Sai Rav Ashi hold this lomdus. If it's a Messiah shein by mamish, The Gemara in Beyer relates such an incident. A meimer kochel eino al yad nochi b'shabes. And a guy was put kochel on the eye of a meimer, which is a shayla of refuis. The guy did it in Shabbos. Omele Ravashi ma daitoch. What's the svore? Why did you do this? Because v'omer Ravkane kochel shem b'sakona oimel nochi v'oise. That a chiddush in beisakon amir alakam is muta. So he asked him, "Oh, Messiah Badei, but you're helping the guy. It's not only the guy that's doing it. The ka'omitzu posach. You're closing your eyes. You're opening your eyes. So you're being Messiahya in this pa'ula. Amale. So who asked him this kasha? Rav Ashi asked Ameimer this kasha. So what's your heter? You're Messiahya. Amale. So he answered, Ike Rav Zvid dekoi kevosach. No, Rav Zvid also held like you. Vishani le, I told him, Messiah ain't by mamish. I told him, taka Messiah, oh, but the Messiah ain't by mamish. Mashme, the Rav Zvid ve Ravashi soivrim, the yesh by mamish. So by says Rav Zvid and Ravashi hold that is, as a Messiah is yesh by mamish. So that's Taisvis Kasha. So Taisus Kasha is here in our sugya. We see that Ravashi and Rav Zvid hold Messiah Shein by Mamish. Messiah Shein by Mamish is Potter, and there they tiny Messiah Shein by Mamish is Chay. Before we go to Taisus Teretz, I'd like to tell you over Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says that he doesn't understand Taisvis Kasha. He says, Be'etzim in that Gemara, there it's Zeh Eina Yochel, V'Zeh Eina Yochel. This is not our sugya. He says over here, if a Meimer would close his eyes, so there's nothing but to do. To be Koichel, the Ayin, you need the cooperation of a Meimer. If he'll shut his eyes, so finish. So he wants to be Koichel the eyes. He can't be Koichel the eyes. So Be'etzim it's Zeh Eina Yochel, V'Zeh Eina Yochel. In the Emerson, that was the svore of Rav Zvid, and that was the svore of Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi. They asked a meimer, "You're being misayeyeh. This is not our sugi zeh yochel v'zeina yochel. This is zeina yochel v'zeina yochel." That was the kasha that they asked a meimer. So what did a meimer answer? She says a meimer answered as follows: "Misayeh ain by mamish." He meant to say like this. That when is there a chiyuv by Zeina Yochel v'Zeina Yochel, if both are doing the melacha, so both are participating in the melacha, so then there's a din of Zeina Yochel v'Zeina Yochel. Here lemaisid the koichel he's doing. I'm just being machshir that he should be able to be koichel, but the pu'ula he's doing. So what I'm doing is not the melacha. That's the sugya over there. That means it's got another sugya. There, Bemison says sugya v'zeine yochel v'zeine yochel, which in Yisod there should be a svara that both should be chayv, and that's what Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi held. No, he answered him. He says no, zeine yochel v'zeine yochel means if both of them are participating in the melachet, two people are carrying, so they're both doing the melachet. Here, the koichel ha'inayim, the guy is doing. I'm just enabling him to do the melachet. So I'm not participating in the melacha. I'm machshir, I'm enabling him to do the melacha. So, to misayeya, him to do the melacha, that's gonish. To help someone to be able to do the melacha. So that's sugi. So Rabbi Kivege Tainas, he doesn't understand Taisvis Kasha. These are two different sugyas. Ankapot. But let's go back to Taisvis. So Taisvis had a gemore, that Sai Rav Ashi and Sai inside Rav Zvid held Messiah Shein by Mamish is Chayim. Yeah. The Ein Loi Medho Doma Hocha Ein by Mamish. Loi Sheyifta Legamri. That they say over here, that Ein by Mamish, Loi Sheyifta Legamri. El Dein by Chiyiv Chatos. Tomai Si Ravashi Davidosek Sheire, Mashmed Afilu Psulu Darabon Olekin. He says, later in the sugya we'll see that it's mamish gomish. In kein linyan Shabbos, namim non shesh ba yisur ad rabon. ומי הוא לרבה שאיקה למימר, דבוסו דשומה מימר סופו. Could be that the sugya beyer was before our sugya. Amema told the Messiah in by mamish is taki gonish, and now our sugya is after that sugya. So Vashi holds the Messiah in by mamish is gonish. Ela Rav Zvid Koshe, the iu gufe ko mamish made the rove. By us, Rav Zvid said, Mishmei derove, the Messiah shein by mamish is potter. Vameimar, hoyaharbe. So he heard this from Rove, the Messiah shein by mamish is potter. Vameimar, hoyaharbe, acher Rove. Ameimar was much later than Rove. Vafilu acher apopesh, hoyetalmidei shel Rove. So memele, so if he had heard, so that's on, and so on, and Rav Zvid is a pella. If Rav Zvid heard from Rav and Messiah Shein by Mamish is Potter, so what is he asking Ameima? Shema Bosser Maise da Ameima, Shema Rav Zvid Mishmei da Rav, Voloi me Rav Atzmai. Maybe Take the Maise and Beyer was before, and later he heard that Ameima said this, and later he did some research, and he heard that Rav had said it also. So that's now, so our Sugi is after the Sugi and Beyer. Boydai Mari, the Hochi Porechosen. Voka Messiah Bahade, the Koomitsu Posach, Avo Gav the Messiah in Beimamish Baalme, Islameme the Osro Mishum Shrika Samamonim, Mishani Dein Beimamish Afilu Linyinze. So the Achsam Taisis means to say as follows, that the holding of Messiah Shein Beimamish only applies when there's an Isser to do a Meloche, so a Messiah that is not contributing in the Meloche is not called an Oisem Meloche. But here the Isser, the Etzem Refuah is Bechlau, not an Aveira. You're not allowed to take a Refuah Shabbos. The Refuah is Oser because if one will be Oisek in Refuah, he might come to be Shoichik Samamonim. So here the Pula, it's not the Pula Mitzad Atzmo is a Pula Asura. No, Pshat is the Hisaskus in Refuah will bring about Shrika Samamonim. So there he held, we pass the Asvore Messiah in by Mamish. That means Messiah in by Mamish is only if the Chiyiv is for what I'm doing. I'm doing something that's Oser. So, Mel, I'm doing something that's awesome. I'm not doing it. He's doing it. I'm not contributing to the Asiyah. So that's only by Pulis Asuris. But Refu is not Pshat, you're not allowed to make a Refu. Refu is Pshat that if you'll take Refu, you'll be Isaac in Refu, so you might come. So the Refu is not a Pula that's awesome, it's Adatzmoy, but the potential is awesome. So Mamela, so he told them, so what's gate me run and lumdis your Messiah shane by Mamish Abak upon him your Isaac Berefu. So eventually you'll come out and you might so the Gzeira passed. Or Mishani Dain by Mamish Afilinze, that Ainachanami. But Lamaisa the Gzeira was only if I'm doing something bad ye is askis berefu. And since over here, I'm not doing it bad, so there's no gzeira.